Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Kyle Brust and Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, still no Brad Nordman. I will say, hearing this song, gets me a little more excited for Friday.
Walking all broken.
You still sound kind of horrible. Like, nasally and just not right, Strofe.
The hope is I'm back to 100% by Friday.
Oh, well,
means on Monday he's going to be back to 20%.
Well, good news is, not your problem.
No, you're right. You're right.
That
you're my problem for today and tomorrow.
We've spent some good quality time together today.
What you consider quality time is just time to me.
I can't have a sick Alex Strofe and a no-voice Brad Nordman on Monday and think we're going to have a great show. I can't put the whole team on my back.
Now, that is a bad mindset from Kyle Wallace.
What do you mean?
What state Brad Nerdman's in, or backpacker Kyle Wallace is in, or manic Gen Z crybaby Alex Strofer in, I think we're going to have a great show every day, no matter what kind of emotions and mood y'all are.
I'm going to be like the George Webb Friars after he get done on Wednesday. Todd.
Two things. Ben Brust just stole my, like, M.O. I think we're going to have a great show. I think we're going to have a great day. That's what I do.
It's because you guys, without me, just went all haywire show, and you haven't even gotten to Monday
Number
yet.
Two, Monday's show will be one of the easiest content days
year. That's very
true. We're coming off Ben Brust's wedding without Ben Brust.
That's true. That is very true. It's gonna be a hoot and a holler.
What time will it be at 2:00 in Portugal on Monday? Yeah, I'd be able to listen.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I probably shouldn't prioritize that in my honeymoon.
Are you gonna,
I'm drafting a fantasy football league at 4 a.m. in Portugal
on
Tuesday.
Why is that?
Because we're the defending champions and it's an $800 buy-in that I split.
Implies two people.
Yeah.
You don't have to draft.
I have to.
No, he has to. He has to. You got to be a part of that. They got to be the defending champions.
Yeah, so you can't puff your chest out and then not show up for the draft, no matter what the situation is.
I hate that. I tell you, that still hurts. Josh Allen and who was the quarterback? Jared Goff going back and forth, and forth.
You're talking about
Jameer Gibbs.
You're talking about last year when I beat you.
Game's over.
I thought you were talking about when you got ripped off of winning first place a millionaire.
Had to share money with a millionaire. I tell you, the rich get richer, the greedy get greedier. And the millionaire didn't say, you know what, guys, it's only a game. He said, give me that. You lost.
Well, more context, DeMar Hamlin.
DeMar Hamlin, he was okay. He was okay. It turned out good. He turned out fine.
He's playing.
He is.
Yeah, he loves football.
He is.
That's football.
Not
football. I don't know if football.
It's not football. It's not. That's life or death. I'm glad he's okay. Can I ask you a question? I know during the week of the
wedding. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe, UKBN Nation, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Kyle, go ahead. You seem like you've had a lot of Q&A for me recently.
Well, I do because, you know, it's your wedding week and it's a big week. You had the sign on yesterday. And during the big week, a lot of times women wear all white, but you, for some reason, are just, you know, what are you doing different? How are you ending your purity?
That stupid ass shirt again.
It's right.
I put this on today hoping you guys would say something.
Yeah, I mean, dude, what do you mean? Hoping that we say something every time. You wear it, it's 52 weeks in a year, and you wear it 40 weeks out of the 52.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's
great.
It's disgusting.
Great shirt.
It's disgusting.
I'm sporting America.
Yeah, I love America too, but not to wear it every single week.
How many shirts do you own?
Seven.
I feel like it can't be that many.
I have a hard time pulling the trigger on buying clothes. Here's my philosophy about clothes.
Oh, here we go. The guy that doesn't wear underwear has a philosophy on buying clothes.
But boy, do I have a story about him not wearing underwear.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Keep going.
No, I think whatever you're going to say next is going to trump whatever I say, because I know exactly. Kyle and I had an encounter at the bathroom.
So I've never been to the bathroom at the same time as Ben before. I never have. I mean, we've been working together for years. And I've never, our pee cycles aren't synced, right? So we pee at different times.
We even go back to the Capitol Drive building.
Never.
We worked in this, like, we worked 10 feet from each other for a good year.
Never. And so we finally just yesterday, you know, I'm going into the bathroom. I go in, zoop, do what I'm supposed to be doing. And all of a sudden, here comes Ben. Zoop, he doing what he doing. And so, you know, a lot of times you see people, right? You look in the mirror in the boy's Ben's bathroom and you can see who's in the bathroom. I see his old Ben Bruss. I'm like, oh, that's my boy Ben Bruss. And oddly enough, I said, wait a minute.
That boy don't wear underwear.
He don't wear underwear. And, you know, I just used the bathroom. And y'all know as men, we got to shake, because it's drip, 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 drip. So, you know, I make sure I get all the drips out. But I'm going to be full disclosure. And if you say you have never had this, you lie. Sometimes the drip hit the drawers. Am I lying, Stro? Sometimes the drip hits the drawers. So I'm thinking, because I'm like, I don't want drip hitting the drawers. I'm washing my hands. I said, wait a minute. Ben doesn't have any drawers for the drip. And so I look at, so Ben washes his hand. I said, hey, man. I said, you know, you won't wear underwear. So what happens when you have the drip drip? He said, ah, man, I try to get it all drip. But sometimes, you know, it gets caught in the pants. And he walks out the bathroom and he lifts up his shirt. Say, see, got to air it out. A little bit to air it out. Drip.
It dries fast.
See, you can't rewear pants. Oh, but you do.
You wash them.
No. I do not rewear pants anymore.
Anymore.
You wear anymore.
He washes them, so just like we wash our drawers. But I literally, when we talk about him not wearing pants,
I was like, my favorite day of the week is when I wear my black pants because I don't have to worry about the drip showing.
Can you believe this? I'm like, my goodness.
You're a repulsive human being.
And someone's choosing to marry me on Friday.
How did this never cross our mind? It never crossed my mind until I was in a bathroom next to him trying to stop my drip. And I'm like, this man drips gets caught in his pants. I said, because it happens.
I don't know what you guys want me to say. I am who I am.
I just can't believe it. And, you know, Ben is who he is. And he found love, so good for him. What a week.
Speaking of love, Kyle, you weren't here on Friday, and I had asked KBN Nation, and there was a plethora, or excuse me, Strofe, you weren't there on Friday.
Yeah, I was going to say
there
was
a plethora of answers to the day of the rehearsal dinner, the day before you get married, how late as the groom, do you stay out? What would your answer be to that, Strofe?
So this is Thursday for you? You're getting
Thursday,
married Friday?
Getting married on a Friday.
What time is the wedding on Friday?
4:00.
Oh, you got till bar close. 2 a.m.
Oh, come on. See?
Guess what caller? It was Mike in Milwaukee who said 2 a.m. And Kyle followed up and said, let me guess, Mike, you're not married. Yeah, he goes, no.
I am not married.
And you're a child of divorce, are you not?
Multiple divorces.
Golly. Don't listen to him. He don't know. He don't know what a happy relationship look like. Is that too deep?
Well, it's not inaccurate.
I mean, hell if I know.
Yeah, me and Ben come from the same school, man.
We're the broken families club.
But you know, people find love again, though. So, I mean,
yes, my dad redid. Yeah,
so he found love.
Yeah, my dad's been married for like 12 years now.
Yeah, see, but I still don't trust.
So I got the timeline for the rehearsal dinner. It's 5:30. To midnight.
The rehearsal dinner?
Well,
the welcome
party comes at around 8:30. Last call is at 11:30.
Ooh, sounds like you're not going to a bar. Sounds like the rehearsal dinner is your bar or whatever they call
Maybe.
It.
I think I'm going to stay till last call.
Yeah, as you should.
Well, that's the party, though.
But it's your party. You can't leave before other people.
Yeah, you can't. I thought you were going to a bar, a separate bar. No. You can't leave. You are hosting people this week.
So at this point, are we all in the same conclusion that I should go to bed after last call?
Oh, yes.
I was thinking,
in this
case. Oh, look at you, Mr. Tune Change. Now you become a yes man?
I thought that the reception would only go till like 8, but then you said it started at 8, so I was all confused. So if the reception, I thought it was just going to be like a quick dinner, and you'd be done at 8:00, and then you and like the groomsmen would go out, and
no,
then that's why
a rehearsal
I said,
dinner with a welcome party.
If this is a whole event that has last call, then I think that's the natural cutoff.
Who planned for y'all to have people until midnight? You did this.
This is my dad's doing.
Oh wow!
Papa Bruss wants to party.
He wants to party. Well, maybe if he's hosting it, it's different. I thought maybe y'all were hosting it, but this is on behalf of the father of the groom.
Oh,
you can go home, man. Listen, you can go home at 10:30. Like, hey, Thank y'all so much.
But I don't want to go to bed at 10:30.
See, when you don't have to do something, I think you need to do something. And so you really need to go home early because you have a long, big day ahead of you. Ben, this is, do understand that that is, Thursday night is the last night that you are a single man. That is the last time you will go to sleep without having a Mrs. Bruss.
I think that phrasing's wrong. I'm not single now.
According to the legal law, according to this Milwaukee County, you are a single man.
I don't let a piece of paper or documentation tell me what I am and am not.
That's not true. That's 100% not true. You are employed by GKB and you are.
I'm talking about in my relationship.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, legally.
Legally or not, you could say, Strofe would be like, I'm married to the wall. And I'd be like, oh, it's great for you, which wouldn't be a shocker by anybody.
I mean, Strofe wants to marry a wall. He can do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a lame joke.
No, it's not a lame joke. I'm just saying I'm not going to let like Kyle be like, well, you're getting your last night as a single man.
But it is your last night because things change. As soon as she
bro,
says
he's
I
had
do
a child for a year and a half.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, like, listen.
What could possibly change?
I don't know. Everything changes. So I don't know why y'all acting like once somebody becomes your wife, things don't change a little bit. They do. Life is different. Just a little bit different. Yes.
How different does life change after you say I do?
A lot. Because you know what?
We mean a lot. I think we've had a child for a year and a half together as Strofe, who has no idea what's going on in any of this, actually made a good point.
Christian Nasoda would say different.
Well, Christian Nasoda is damaged goods because his best friend cheated on his best friend.
Oh, jeez, Ben. Come on.
Christian Nasoda's wife cheated on him with his best friend.
I couldn't watch him struggle.
So I don't want to go to a guy like that for advice at this point in my life.
I'm not saying
I love him.
I'm just letting you know that your life's going to change forever in a good way, a beautiful way. But go to bed at 10:30. What time does your fiance want to go to bed?
Oh yeah, what'd she say?
I didn't ask.
What do you mean you didn't ask?
So you've asked KBN Nation before your fiance?
What is this?
Seems like
problematic communication.
We haven't set out the timeline to the groomsmen or the ushers. Or everyone's asked me what time's the rehearsal dinner, what time's the...
Are you kidding me? Tonight,
I'm sending the final schedule.
I mean, I was never going to be in your wedding party, but I'm glad I'm not.
Oh, you would have been a disaster.
What's wrong with the man?
I
had a wedding I went to a couple weeks ago. I said, dude, I don't know. Did I respond? Everybody's trying to figure out if they responded because they never got a confirmation. I'm in a wedding next week, and I found out about the fact that on the 29th, I have to have a rehearsal dinner at like 1 o'clock. Or not rehearsal dinner, but the rehearsal at 1 o'clock.
That's early.
Extremely early. I found out 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, it's on the wedding website.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you should be. Don't y'all know y'all can do the automatic text message?
Kyle, we have a kid.
I mean, she go to bed at 7, so I don't know what we're talking about here. What do? You playing Call of Duty and stuff like that?
My fiance goes to bed at like 8:30.
Ah, well, to each day, oh man. I'm not in the wedding. I'm just there enjoying it.
Yeah, and it's all. Here's the thing. It's all.
Wait a minute. I haven't gotten a message. Have you gotten a message saying, oh my gosh, we're a couple days away? Are y'all going to send out a message reminding everybody of your wedding?
Am I supposed to?
I just got a message. Hard to believe our wedding is just 1 month away for our wedding in Lisbon. All the info is needed.
Yeah, you're going to Lisbon.
I got another one a couple days ago from somebody getting married next week. What do you, Ben, you got to send an update so everybody knows that the wedding is coming.
All right, I am 26, so I am like in the prime of weddings in my life. I've each of the last several years I've gone to a wedding. Come on.
Thank you, Ben. Ben, just thank you.
I sent him a text message.
He just sent me a text.
I'm getting married Friday.
I appreciate that. Good to know. I almost forgot. The
point I was ultimately making is this is wedding 6 or 7 this year.
You
for
put
me.
It in your calendar.
I
like
have
an
not
adult.
Gotten one text ahead of time.
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
They send a save the date for a reason.
Literally, yesterday I got
a text. That's another good point. Strofe, you're cooking this.
No, segment. No, you're not. Yesterday, 11 a.m. Hello, Kyle. We are just 12 days away from the big day and cannot wait to celebrate with you. Doors will open at 4 p.m. and kindly ask that you arrive by 4:30 to ensure a timely 5 p.m. start. And it goes on and tells the location. And I'm in that wedding. Yup, be
okay,
better.
That's different.
What do you mean that's
you're
different?
You're in that wedding.
This is for everybody. I'm saying I'm in the wedding, so I already know everything. They keep me up to date outside of the automatic text message.
That's dumb.
Don't know. Strofe, you want to get married one day? Don't follow that lead. I'm telling
you
this right now. Don't.
I'm telling you not to either.
Don't.
I just think the way that you're stressed about my decision-making right now
I am
says
hot.
More about you than it
I'm
does
hot.
Me.
I'm hot. You need to let people know.
Like what email time, tonight.
What time do doors close? If I show up at 4, was the doors going to be closed?
For what?
Your wedding.
Your wedding.
It's hey, at 4 I'm o'clock. Sure you could walk in after.
How long is the ceremony?
45 minutes.
Time out. Ben doesn't know what's going on. Do you realize that doors close if doors close at 4?
I've shown up to weddings 5 minutes late. They don't lock you out.
No, but
sometimes they close the doors and put a lock on it.
Sometimes they won't let you come in. You send out parking details. Hey, park. You can park here. The venue from here is, you know, the wedding chapel to here is this.
Show up to the venue and park.
Go to the website. That's what the website's for. The website has all those answers.
What time are we supposed to be there by?
3:45.
How do you know?
Because that's Lombardi time.
All right, I'm Ben. By walking in at 4, I'm going to say, hey, stop the wedding. Ben told me I can walk in whenever I want it.
You don't need to stop the wedding. You can just walk in.
I'm going to cut in front. Excuse me. Cut in between y'all. What if you guys are walking down the aisle? Can I just walk with you?
I'm getting
the clarification. Just think, baby girl, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I have a feeling that you're going to show up knowing that you know it starts at 4, not late. Why are you trying to make a
I'll be there at 3:55.
Like he's Kyle, trying to create controversy.
You want to? We're gonna giggle and laugh.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Listen to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What?
They're covering for us on Friday.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah.
Speaking of Jim, Matt, and Molly, Jim Rutledge is apparently he's not a rage baiter.
Dude.
I don't know. I'm just saying what he's saying on Twitter at Jim Rutledge or whatever his handle is, right? He says he's not rage baiting. He's not. He's just giving a take that struck some nerve on Brewers fans.
Wait, what happened?
You know what, Kyle? I'm so glad you are so blissfully ignorant to what goes on sometimes.
What happened?
We're going to play the clip for Kyle Wallace next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Ben, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You gotta be better.
I'm at, but I'm giving it my all. I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. That's my whole world. They whisper in the hallway. She's a bad, bad girl. The whole school is rolling fake dice. You play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. It's you and me. There's nothing like this.
Strofe, you used to produce Rutledge and Hamilton from 4 to 6 on 100.5 ESPN Madison, which is currently carrying the Brewers.
Yep.
Jim, Matt, and Molly now 4 to 6 on 100.5 ESPN Madison that follows us on 100.5. We're with just Beaver Dam and 94.5 ESPN right now. Brewers are down 5-0. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe running the show. How would you describe the host of Jim, Matt, and Molly, specifically the Jim, from a producer standpoint?
He's a contrarian.
Dude, why are you being soft? Jim can handle whatever you think about him.
Well, I love Jim.
Let me
take the Kyle approach.
I love Jim. I love Jim too.
But damn, Jim's an idiot a lot of the time.
Explain. Why is he an idiot?
Well, because he's a Chicago fan and he projects the insecurities and the unenjoyable parts of being a Chicago sports fan onto the Wisconsin sports fan base, which at times can be exhausting as his producer, who is a Wisconsin sports fan.
Oh, All right. I think that's all I was trying to get to. I don't know how you got all weird for 30 seconds. Now Jim is going to be like, you hear Alex Strofe? He couldn't think about how to talk about me.
Well, because I...
Wow, he got you. He turned off
like
his mic.
Like, if I'm able to get you to shut the mic down, yeah. Like, Jim probably put you in his pocket half the time.
Yeah, he did.
It happened occasionally.
You were his pocket pancake.
Okay, that was a low blow.
Why is that a low blow?
Because he basically said he'd eat you for lunch and put you in his pocket like Pat Murphy's pocket pancake.
Like the guy he doesn't like.
I worked with Jim Rutledge for 5 years. Jim is a Chicago sports fan, and he does look at things through the prism of being a Chicago sports fan.
Oh, yeah.
He also thinks in his mind that he's being objective, when in reality, I do believe that there's an unconscious bias that he has about Wisconsin teams because he's a Chicago sports fan, right? Like, anything that has to do with the Brewers right now, he is looking through the lens of, they're more successful than the Cubs, the team I root for. I am going to try my best in my brain to formulate how I think it is, even though it's not reality. And I think this clip will describe that. This is not the reality. He's going to say something, and he's going to try and back it up. But this just is inherently not correct.
Alex Stroh's take, Ben Brust's obsession, Brewer fans' obsession with Pat Murphy is all because they're not over Craig Counsell.
Egregious behavior.
And you should be over Craig Counsell.
So do you think that they're doing the whole, like, I really miss my ex, but I'm going to pretend like I really like my current significant other?
I'm going to go unconscious bias in this. Okay. I don't think they realize that they are, you know, it's like projection. Like, they're mad at Craig Counsell, so then they're going to hype up what they have. To use his analogy, Alex Stroth, about the girlfriend or whatever, is that you are honestly, like, overhyping your own girlfriend and pointing out all the positives she has, but not really pointing out positives. You're really just pointing out all the things that your ex didn't do. Listen.
I figured Kyle would have the first
listen, 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 Jimmy, boy. Jimmy's just this. That right there is somebody who's lost and confused and trying to basically not face the reality that the guy that he was so excited for in Craig Counsell being now their manager all of a sudden leaves and he realizes that, oh gosh, we're still chasing the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, Jim wasn't saying all this months ago when the Brewers were looking up at the Cubs.
I didn't hear a peep out of him.
But now that the Cubs are looking up at the Milwaukee Brewers, he's trying to say something as asinine as saying, oh, the Brewers are only praising Pat Murphy because they miss Craig Counsell. We don't miss Craig Counsell. I'm actually glad he's gone because I realized that we can actually get better. He was a great manager, but we weren't reaching our full potential with Craig Counsell as a manager. And to sit here and act like Pat Murphy isn't a great manager, guess what? The league thought he was last year because he was NL Manager of the Year. And on top of that, look at this baseball team. I ain't seen the Cubs win
8 games in a row 3 times, 11 games in a row twice, and set their franchise record for wins in a row all in one season, in a season which you projected to be behind the Cubs before the year in win total in the standings.
Ain't that the truth? Like, and on top of that, they didn't make the playoffs last year with a new manager with the huge payroll that they have. And this year, still, their payroll is over one and a half more than the Milwaukee Brewers' payroll is. And guess what? The Brewers are running circles around.
I love they're mad at Craig Counsell, so they're overhyping Pat Murphy. That's just talking into a microphone without substance, because I think, if anything, Craig Counsell has made his own bed, as I said yesterday. He has. He chose the money, and he says he doesn't know, hasn't seen a George Webb. He has the best bullpen he's ever had in his entire career.
How'd he do an 8th inning?
So that's my point, is he continues to do these own things to himself that has nothing to do with how we feel. Talking about Pat Murphy in a positive way simply has something to do with the results that we're seeing in front of us. Right? Like,
these are results that we
unprecedented statistics, yes, and historical streaks that have not happened in Brewers baseball.
14 game winning streak, and the longest we had before was 12. 12.
So, my entire point about all of this is, don't fall for the rage bait, because Jim will claim it's not rage bait. He's trying to get to your nerves, and he even kind of got to you there a little bit.
Well, because Stroph is right, Jim. I love you, but you're an idiot. You're stupid. Your takes are awful. That was a terrible take. Like, people got mad at me about Jordan Love. Boy, y'all should go ahead and bring out the pitchforks for Jim Rutledge, because that was awful.
The green and gold are a little bit more protected than the blue and gold.
Listen, it was just so bad.
Are they gold or yellow?
I would say yellow more than gold.
Now they are.
So here's
there's a little gold going.
He used to be barley.
Here's the thing that bothers me the most about what we just listened to.
What about it?
He used the words projecting. Brewers fans are projecting. Like, that was the term he kept getting stuck on.
Are we in a
clip.
Projection off?
Yeah, we're kind of in a projecting off, because, number one, me propping up who will likely be the back-to-back National League Manager of the Year has nothing to do with Craig Counsell. Absolutely
being mad
zero.
At Craig Counsell.
It has nothing to do with
they don't connect.
The clip he was responding to was a clip where I was comparing the youth movement of the Packers and the youth movement of the Brewers, and I talked about how Pat Murphy is just an amazing maximizer of young talent.
Yes.
And I don't understand where he drew that was from Craig Counsell at all.
It's his insecurities.
So I guess what I would say to Jim and Chicago Bears fans everywhere is, when you prop up Caleb Williams, it's because you wish you had Aaron Rodgers. When you prop up Ben Johnson, it's because you wish you had Matt LaFleur. Just using Jim's logic, what he has made a career out of the last 15 years at ESPN Madison, when he talks about his favorite teams, he wishes he was us. And he feels like an outcast, and it's imposter syndrome.
Feel.
That's the way I take it.
He's an outcast, for
everything sure. He just spelled out, we can just reverse it back on him, and it just says, well, he just wishes his dad was a Packers and Brewers fan growing up, so he didn't have to live in this hell that he's lived in his entire life.
But the problem is about that is, if you say that that's actually factual, that is correct, because all of the sports teams in Chicago have been looking up to the Wisconsin sports teams. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Bulls, they look up at the Bucks. You talk about the Bears and the Packers, they look up at the Packers. Hell, we'll go to Northwestern football and our lowly Wisconsin Badgers. They even got to look up at the Wisconsin Badgers. And so when I think about that, that doesn't make sense because that's factual. It's true. Why would I, in first place, why would I, with the NL Manager of the Year, why would I, with the best record in baseball, ever have to think about Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs and being jealous?
I can think about it, but it has nothing to do with being mad or being jealous.
What the hell am I jealous of?
We are sitting back and, like, eating popcorn. And that's what we have been doing. My favorite thing to do is listen to Craig Counsell's post-game interviews, because it's what we endured while he was a really good manager for us. But you mentioned, Kyle, what Pat Murphy has done is optimizing young talent in a way that is getting national recognition, not because they're good, but because they're great and the best team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Being mad at Craig Counsell has nothing to do with praising Pat Murphy for getting the young team that he has to play at the level that they have.
The young team that was struggling to start the season. That is the big thing, is that this baseball team was not a juggernaut the entire year. The baseball team got better, and took off. So that's why I praise him so much.
Let's go to Diana McGuanago.
First of all, ESPN does not have a producer that is any better than Alex Stroff.
Preach, girl. Preach.
God bless you. I can't wait to get out of here.
No, that's true.
And also, Ben, hold on. Happy wedding day, because today's your last day, right?
I'm on the air tomorrow. You can give me another one of these.
Okay. I just wanted to wish you the best on your wedding day. I hope it's happy.
Well, thank you, Diana.
Diana, how late should he stay out?
Oh, what?
How late should he stay out the night before his wedding?
And how late? I think he should be in by 10 o'clock, and anybody that's a Chicago fan is an idiot.
Yeah. Facts. Listen, that queen been preaching lately. Dirty D, you've been preaching lately.
Brewers, let's get it.
Yeah.
Such a great drop. I actually thought when you said Brewers, let's get it, that she was on the line.
Brewers, let's get it.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, Strophy's running the show.
A freaking hater.
Kyle, tell us about American Family Field and the things they got going on there and American Family Insurance.
You already know American Family Insurance is the way to go of anybody, especially with all the floods going on. It's good to know for those who have American Family Insurance that you have somebody there for you who's going to make sure that everything is okay. So if you're looking for car insurance, if you're looking for homeowners insurance, you can look for American Family Insurance, and it's so easy. All you have to do is go to amfam.com. That is amfam.com. And you can get a quote instantly online, or you can find an agent near you. It is so easy and it's so great. And also what I love about American Family Insurance is that they support our local team. So when you think about training camp, and you see the kids on the bike with the players on the bicycle as well, that is the dream drive. And it has been back this entire training camp. And thanks to American Family Insurance, young fans can ride bikes to and from practice alongside their favorite Packers players, creating unforgettable moments and memories on two wheels. There's fun for the whole family as well. Play games, soak up the sun, or kick back in the shade. And don't forget, get exclusive Packers giveaways like taking home sunglasses, bucket hats, water bottles, and so much more. It's a Packers tradition, and I don't want you to miss it. Go up there while you still have time to the Packers Dream Drive, sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer, joins us next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle, Brust, and Norton.
I'm starting to think we need to redo the Tausch Open. He sounds a little ornery in a lot of those clips. I feel like we've had some more kumbaya with Mark Tauscher. I know Strofe is efforting to get old T on the phone. I don't blame him. I hope he's watching the Brewers chip away at this. It's now 5-2. And it's what they do. They don't quit. They never quit.
Keep fighting back. It's always nice.
Let's Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Strofer on the show. No Bradley Nortman. Hit us on the Carbo Stock and text line 800-990-3776 as we welcome Old T into the show. Old T, my apologies for the tardiness today. How are you?
I'm doing well. And no, you never need to apologize for tardiness. That's baked into the cake.
It usually is baked in the cake, but I baked this cake a little bit too long today.
Yeah, it's burnt. Your cake is burnt today, and it doesn't pay to put any frosting or anything on it. So it's all right, though.
Touche, Tausch. Jim Rutledge of Jim, Matt, and Molly has basically said that Brewers fans are mad at Craig Counsell, so they're overhyping Pat Murphy. There's just no facts behind that. Like, there's just not.
No, there's not.
There's just nothing. There's no substance.
So why bring it up?
Just to make sure that everyone knows that there's no substance.
Oh, yeah. No, it makes no sense. I mean, Pat Murphy's done a great job, even if there's some people that don't think. He's done a great job, Jesse Nelson. The Craig Counsell part of this is just, I think Brewer fans felt really hurt because he grew up, he played, he loved, like you just felt like he was kind of with us, right? And then it's one thing to leave over a contract dispute. It's another thing to leave on. It's another thing to leave to the arch rival team. Like, so that's more of it. It has nothing to do. Pat Murphy, we're winning. Why we like Pat Murphy? We're winning. He's hard-nosed. I think we can identify with him. That's why he is. The Craig Counsell part of this, Craig Counsell stands on its own. The Pat Murphy part, no, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. So I would agree with you.
And just to add on to it, like I feel like Craig hasn't done himself any favors, you know? Like 3 months ago, 2 months ago, he's talking about how this is the best bullpen he's been able to work with as a manager. And like that's just –
a couple
not
days ago saying he doesn't know what George Webb.
No, he's never seen a George Webb. Like, haven't just, seen like, him he before. Just says things that it's not making anyone want to give like any love to him. It's not that we're mad at him. It's just an interesting play by him for someone who did play here and managed here and grew up in the state. It just feels a little odd. I don't get it. He's just making a weird bet.
There isn't any. You're not going to get any love. You're managing the team that we want to gut. And we want to rip their hearts out and finish them over the course of this 5-game series. And it doesn't matter what he has to. You know, he's no longer a Brewer.
But they're not even happy with him, which is the weird thing. Which well, not the weird thing, because he hasn't done a good enough job to their standard.
Shoot.
Yeah. I don't think there's any other, you know, ulterior motives other than the fact he's not with us anymore. And he's with our arch rival. And when you factor all that in, I'm not surprised by any of the reaction to what Craig Counsell. I think he knew that this was going to be the case when he made the decision to leave.
Tausch, why would the Packers not pull the trigger and trade for Michael Parsons? There's been reports by Rat Report
the Cowboys have to say yes.
Well, I mean, but
yeah, I think that's the first part, Kyle, that the Cowboys have to be willing to. And I still, even with all the stuff that, you know, with what Schefter said this morning on Unsportsmanlike and Rappaport, I can't imagine that the Cowboys would be dumb enough to do it. But then the other part of it would be, it's going to be a heavy price tag with it. And we all know how the Packers like to operate, but I just think this one is different. This isn't a 31-year-old Trey Hendrickson or anything else. This is a prime time player at a prime time position in his prime. And if Goody has shown anything, he is not afraid to pay and to go out and get players that are at that age, at that right age, with the right production still ahead of them. He's not afraid to pay them. So I don't think it's the 40 whatever million dollars it's going to be. It's how big of a ransom are the Cowboys going to ask? If it's going to be, you know, 3 firsts, if it's going to be much bigger than what Khalil Mack got, I think then you're going to start looking at, okay, what is it worth? But I think these opportunities to get impact players at this age in their career just don't happen. We saw Xavier McKinney where you just had to pay him. That's worked out beautifully. That only emboldens, I think, Goody to think, if we can pull this off, we're going to at least give our best effort to do so.
Mark Tauscher, a Packer Hall of Famer, joining us here on Kyle, Bruston, Norman. You can also hear Tausch in football season on the Badgers radio network for football season alongside Matt LePay. Tausch, I genuinely, like, I don't have as much buzz, and this is, like, just this is how I feel. And I'm just curious from your perspective, for those who don't feel excitement around the Badgers, what can you tell us from what you've maybe seen in practice of things that you could be excited about in this upcoming season?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think the first thing is, you know, what we saw, the reason that you feel the way you're feeling, and I'm sure some other Badger fans are feeling that lack of buzz, is the way the season finished and how we were out Wisconsin.
Yeah, in the Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota just sticks in your brain.
Yeah, and that is the part that I think has left a real bad mark. And I can tell you this, I'm not going to make any bold proclamations. I don't envision us getting run down like we did last year. I think we had some injuries. We were small. We've heard everybody that's watched, you know, the Big Ten Network and any of the preview stuff. We were undersized last year. And then with some injuries, we up front, especially stopping the run, where it was just too big of a hill to climb. I can tell you this, and I'm looking right now, there's a lot of, you know, there's now 9 300-pound defensive linemen. You have a lot more girth on that
side. Girth is good. Girth is good in the trenches.
So I think in that regard, you're going to see some things that you're going to like. And I think there's going to be some young talent on offense that you're going to see some more, hopefully some more explosive plays. Because the thing that really hurt and I thought was tough last season was we didn't make any plays defensively. We weren't in the backfield, not TFLs and sacks. We didn't see that. And we didn't really see a ton, other than Vinny Anthony, you didn't see a ton of those big plays that you need in college football. So those would be the two things that I would sit here and tell you. I think you're going to see more and you're going to see better when Wisconsin kicks off now in, 8 or 9 days?
Tausch, I hope you're absolutely right, because I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like we're in the dark days of Badgers football, and I haven't been this hopeless going into a season ever. When I say ever,
It's pretty early to be hopeless. Can you at least watch a couple games before you have despair over your heart? I mean, can you
see
not,
that,
like,
see that growth from me, Tausch? You got Kyle being the doom and gloom guy.
They're predicted to win five games, Tausch. Five games!
You know what? Greg Gard's basketball team was predicted to be 12th in the Big Ten last year. How'd that work out? So, yeah, I get it. And I'm not sitting here telling you should be exulting from rooftops. But let's not go into the doom of despair either. Let's just kind of have a happy medium. And then, you know, if it's a couple of weeks in and you want to jump into your den of despair, go for it. But I would say right now, you should have at least some optimism and some hope. And if it's ill-founded, fine. But at least at this point, you haven't seen it. College football is no longer. Go ahead.
I disagree, because last year with the low expectations for the Wisconsin Badgers, it made that run that much better. Like, even when they were playing well in the preseason, non-conference,
to watch them do it.
But it was that much more exciting versus having expectations. So right now, I have no expectations from the Badgers because they're predicted to win less than five games. So if they surprise me, great.
Kyle, there's a difference of having low expectations and being in the den of despair. Like, that you can admit, you just said it's the dark days and all. That's den of despair talk. Now, if you want to have low expectations, go ahead, fine. I'm just telling you, don't go into those dark doldrums. That's all I'm saying.
Poli, are these the dark days of Wisconsin football?
No, it's not. It's not, because you'd be spitting on the faces of everyone that came before Tausch.
Current? Since 1990, what, four was it, Tausch? This football program's been rolling?
Yeah, and there were very, very dark days before that.
I'd say 92, 93. There was, but then there was some real good beacons of light about 91, 92. Say 87, 88, 89 were probably your...
So we're talking about 35-plus years. Listen, you have ups and downs.
Multiple seasons. And look, I'm not optimistic either, but I am going to give the opportunity to see what's on the field and I may turn sideways very fast.
Okay, okay.
What's the downside of that, Kyle? What's the downside of having a just give it a little, give it a beat before you get all
brokenheartedness? But I am I'm excited to see some of the young guys, especially in the backfield, some of the young receivers as well. I am excited to see that. I'm excited to see the quarterback because he is fun to watch. I watched him with Maryland last year. He's very athletic, so it'll be fun to watch. But you know, I like winning, Tausch. You know that. I watched you win in everything.
Winning.
You won in Wisconsin. You won for the Packers.
Fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, winning is just more fun than losing. I think we can all agree on that. In a divided world that we live in, we can all agree on that.
100%.
Look at us come together here, Tausch.
Look at this.
Any advice the day before the wedding? Do you know if you stayed out too late, went to bed too early? You know, what's the right time the day before your wedding as the groom to go to bed?
I think the big thing for you is you just need to know who you are. Mm. You know, people say, oh, you got to go in early. If you know you can bounce back and be the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed groom where you're going to be happy to take pictures and you're going to be fine, I think this is such a special weekend. You let it rip. I don't think you sit there and teetotal, oh, I got to be to bed by 11. Nah, I don't think that's the right answer. I don't think you need to be picking yourself up off the pavement at 4 a.m. I think you probably find that happy medium that works for you. And when you do that, the night before, I think you have a great time because you're going to have all your buddies in town and enjoy yourself. I don't think you need to be all like, you know, guarded about what time that is. If you're not setting yourself a curfew, I mean, go live your life.
Know thyself is what I take from that.
That
and
was,
also,
yes,
happy medium is the word of the segment.
That was so beautiful, Tausch. I will have to say that. What you said about the Badgers, man, what you just gave for advice, I mean, that was priceless.
All right. Sounds like a 50% day. We'll take that.
Horn! Thanks, T.
Yeah.
You guys.
That's Mark Tausch, your Packer Hall of Famer. Him being a practice just got me intrigued.
You're not buying that malarkey.
You almost said hyped. You almost said it, but
no.
Intrigued is probably
I didn't
right
almost
word.
Say hyped. I said it got me intrigued to see what Mark Tauscher could present to me as to why there should be more optimism than I have.
Yeah,
am I saying that I'm buying it?
They're not going to be very good.
Am I saying... Am I saying that I'm buying it? No, but if we have somebody who's there at practice on the Badger Radio Network, I want to hear his
perspective. Don't get me wrong. I trust his perspective a hell of a lot more than mine, but...
He didn't mention the schedule for a reason.
Yeah, he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
I am intrigued to see what the new offense looks like, but...
And I'm intrigued to see if just because they're 300 pounds plus, if they can actually move their bodies and make plays.
They're from FCS schools.
That's okay.
What do you mean that's okay?
That's the world of college football.
Okay.
I'd rather be getting guys from the MAC than the FCS.
Right.
They were getting bodies. They needed bodies.
But rather be getting guys from
college. I'm pretty.
Thank you.
I'm pretty hell bent.
I don't know why I settled
the
MAC.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go to the SEC.
Indiana's getting guys from Power 4 schools, and we getting guys from FCS, Division II, Division III.
Pretty hell bent they'll be 4-8, but I'll watch.
Brewers fans, that's where your excitement is right now. You want to hit a Pottawatomie Sportsbook for a home game, but you need a ride to the game? Well, you can hit two balls with one bat by hitching a ride on the Pottawatomie Game Day Shuttle. Make any purchase in the Sportsbook on a same-day sports bet. Get a wristband and a seat on a shuttle. They begin approximately 1 hour before first pitch, and return shuttles are nonstop 1 hour after the game. Visit Pottawatomie.com, bet above the rest, to make sure you gamble responsibly.
Was that on your live read, or did you come up with
two balls with one bat?
Did you come up with that?
Of course I came up with that. Next. I didn't come up with that.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. That's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace with Strophy running the show, and never say never, folks. What was a 5-0 lead has been chipped away at with a Yelich homer A Frelick single in the fifth that scored Lockridge, and Terang single scoring Vaughn. Those are in the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it is now time for Matthew Boyd to take the bench, which is a starter for the Cubs. And I had just tweeted, it's time to see what that Craig Counsell bullpen is made of, as we saw them not do well yesterday. And Craig Counsell said that this is the best bullpen he's ever managed and has ever at any point in his career.
Yeah, every time Craig Counsell opens his mouth.
The icing on the cake and the cherry on top, if some way up 5-0, the Brewers scrape back and claw back and find a way to win. And if they don't, it's okay. It's just more so another opportunity for the Brewers to showcase their never-quit mentality and to come out on top, as they've made this a game. And when they make things a game, other teams get tight, and they've lived in this space before. When you live in this space, you're comfortable in this space. And when you're punching up and down in the standings, you get tight because you know you need it more.
But yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers have the confidence of they're always comfortable, right? When they're never out of a game. We talked about it yesterday where you look at their schedule. This team hasn't been blown out in a very, very long time. And a lot of their wins have been by a large margin. They're never out of a game, and this is going to be another example of the day if they're going to grind it out. And I guarantee you, they're going to make it close.
I mean, it is close. Two-run game.
Oh, two-run?
Yeah, I just said. Fourth, fifth, and the sixth, they scored.
Oh, I thought that was a two.
That's a three.
I'm looking at what's called.
Those thick-ass glasses you got, you might need to make them thicker.
Yeah, I need to clean them today. I forgot to clean them in the car, so they're a little dirty.
I don't think that's the issue.
What do you mean I don't think that's the issue?
Your vision just sucks, buddy.
Whoa, that's
need some
rude.
Better glasses.
Hey, I wear contacts. I get it.
Yeah, I see a little three. Thought that was a two.
How about you stay focused on the show again? Are you doing? If you're gonna do, I'm gonna watch the game. Tell me so I know what to be.
You
prepared
got me locked
for.
In. We got somebody.
Don't
on
worry.
Base.
Are you smarter than Ben Bruss is next, and you don't do anything for 15 minutes there.
Well, maybe today I may have to work.
Let's go, caller five.
Brad, come back. Hey, you take it away from my break.
Caller 5-800-990-30. I just was mixing up a little bit. Maybe it's someone with a quick trigger today.
All right, sure.
800-990-3776. You're going to get 15 questions in 90 seconds. We may have a guest question asker. We will see if someone comes through the door for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? We don't know who the reader is, but you get a chance to make me even worse than I am. Stroh, I have one wish before I leave to go off as a new man married.
Sure.
We've reset my record.
No.
I'm asking for one wish. I'm still. Likely going to suck after.
Okay. I will either give you a present for your wedding.
All right. No. It doesn't matter. Your present's going to be like $20. So.
Okay. So if I reset your record, I don't have to give you anything at the wedding?
I'll let you. If you reset my record and don't do that, I'll know what kind of person you are.
Somebody that's granting the one wish you had?
For the show. I separated the two.
No, you didn't. You said one wish before I get married. You
for the show.
No.
Play the tape back.
Get caller five.
Hopefully I said for the show. 800-990-3776. Caller five for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? That's 800-990-3776. You will get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or fast. That's 800-990-3776. I just saw Greg Scalzo. He'll be asking the questions. Hit the Carbless Talk and text line, 800-990-3776.